podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs, and I'd like to talk to you today about how to choose the best ETFs. In fact, we're going to give you our top 10 ETF lists. First, I want to remind you how to access our stuff. It's on the web at www.newconstructs.com. We're on Twitter, posting stuff daily, tips and retweets of what we think would be the most interesting value investing and intelligent investing approach. Facebook, the blog, Stock Twits, Seeking Alpha, Forbes, Wall Street Journal, CNBC. We're all over the place because we do diligence that no one else does. Now, diligence applies really specifically and strongly to our analysis of ETFs and mutual funds. We have institutional customers, people that put together the portfolios of ETFs and mutual funds that are recommended to the thousands of individual investors out there, use our work because they don't have time to check the annual reports, to check the footnotes for every single one of the companies in any ETF or mutual fund that they choose. Now, those advisors out there that want to tell you that, oh, well, they can trust the portfolio managers to do that work for them, that's what they're paid for, are naive. I know because when I was on the sell side, I marketed directly to these buy-side money managers. I was with friends with some of the top institutional money managers in the world. They were my clients. And I'll tell you right now, they do not look at annual reports. They rely primarily on sell-side research. In fact, one of the things that I always marveled about the sell-side model is how good they are at in creating ingrained dependency upon them. They don't want their buy side guys to lift a finger. They don't want buy side clients to lift a finger because as soon as the buy side guy becomes competent, he becomes independent. And independent is exactly what the sell side or the Wall Street firms do not want money managers to be. They want them to be dependent. Not too long ago, I actually met with a money manager that will remain nameless, including the location. And this guy actually primarily used Wall Street research. And this was, 3 or 4 years ago. And I said, are you kidding? who actually really uses that primarily? I mean, you can use it as a source. You can use it as a kind of a marginal indicator when a rating changes, you might want to look into it. And there are a few good analysts out there still, even though they're paid a fraction of what they were paid a decade ago, and 15 years ago. And I was baffled. It's a pretty major bank, not necessarily a national bank. And this guy said, well, no, I know these guys, so I'm getting the real stuff. I'm like, yeah. You can really trust that sell-side research as your primary source of research. You can't. So when we talk about our best ETFs, we're giving you the best ETFs from the ground up. A look through to the underlying holdings where there's the best risk reward. And again, it's all about risk reward. If you can't predict the future, then you got to focus on risk reward. Our number one rated ETF is the Schwab U.S. Dividend Equity ETF, ticker SCHD. It gets a very attractive rating. That ETF seeks to track the total return of the Dow Jones U.S. Dividend 100 Index. It has very low costs, 0.8% or 8 basis points, which is lower than the average of all style ETFs, which average comes in at 48 basis points. Five of that ETF's top 10 holdings receive our attractive or very attractive ratings. A few of our favorites include Johnson & Johnson, J&J, Microsoft, MSFT, and Verizon Communications. The number two ETF is Consumer Staples Select Sector Spider ETF XLP, very attractive. Five of its top holdings also receive our attractive, very attractive ratings. With the top rated holdings being Philip Morris, ticker MO, and also Walmart, WMT, and Coca-Cola Company, KO. We've done a lot of work on Walmart over the past. I recommend you take a look at that. And if you want access to this report with more detail, just go to the special offer section on the research section of our website. You can get access to all 10 of these ETFs. I'm only going to touch on five. The number three is the Spider Dow Jones Industrial Average ETF, ticker DIA. Gets a very attractive rating, as do the other two ETFs. Five of DIA's top 10 holdings also receive our attractive rating. None receive our very attractive rating. The three top-rated holdings include IBM, ticker IBM, Goldman Sachs, GS, and 3M, ticker MMM. Number four on the list, iShares Morningstar Large Cap, ticker JKD, very attractive. This is great that Morningstar is doing a good job here. This ETF is actually distributed by iShares, and it seeks to track the results of the Morningstar Large Core Index. Six of this ETF's top 10 holdings receive our attractive or very attractive ratings, with the top stocks being Microsoft, MSFT, and Oracle, ORCL, and Johnson & Johnson, J&J. We've done some recent work on Oracle. We've also been a long-term bull here on J&J, and made clients that follow that advice some good money if they followed it, did what we said when we said to do it. Number five on the list is the Guggenheim Russell Top 50 Mega Cap ETF, ticker XLG. Very attractive rating. Four of its top 10 holdings receive our attractive or very attractive ratings, with the top company, its stock being Johnson & Johnson, J&J. Other top-rated companies include Wells Fargo, WFC, and Apple, AAPL. There are five others on the list, and again, this is about understanding holdings. This is a product that is good for retail investors who want to make sure they're choosing the right things, for advisors making sure they're giving the right advice, and for the institutional money managers that are picking stocks for mutual funds or picking ETFs for their clients. All four of those types of investors that I mentioned happen to be clients of ours today. If the guys at the big shops are using it, then maybe you should too if you are an average investor or a retail investor or even an advisor. This is a very sophisticated product that we've made simple for you. Our technology allows us to give you the best ever diligence, and you should take advantage of it.